Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Scary Stories for the Soul. Everyone has intrusive thoughts. You know, those thoughts that float into your head and tell you to do things like pitch yourself off the third floor balcony or trip that one guy walking next to you. They are strange little tendrils of chaos that are sometimes very funny and other times incredibly worrying. But there's nothing to fear. Having intrusive thoughts is normal, no matter what social media would have you believe. Intrusive thoughts might even be the origin for that whole devil on your shoulder thing. We've all seen it in movies and television shows, a little angel on one shoulder and a little devil on the other, whispering good things or prompting us to do bad things. But what if that devil wasn't perched on your shoulder? What if that devil was planted on the back of your head, working as a second face, perhaps a personification of the evil that lives inside of you? Thankfully, that sort of horror isn't something that we have to deal with. Our intrusive thoughts being just that, thoughts. But that wasn't the case for a young English nobleman by the name of Edward Mordrake. Mordrake was born with a second face on the back of his head, and this face reportedly whispered such evil, such obscene and vile things to him, that it drove him to suicide. Not much is known of Edward Mordrake's existence. An 1895 Boston Post article written by Charles Lowton Hildreth after Mordrake's supposed death described the young man as the heir to English peerage. He was reportedly the picture-perfect image of grace and beauty, with the account comparing him to Antionis, the favorite lover of Roman Emperor Hadrian. Mordrake, or Mordake as it was originally spelled, was also intelligent and a gifted musician who had the rare ability to play almost any instrument perfectly. But for all the superficial blessings that were imposed upon him, many believe that a curse counterbalanced that. A curse in the form of a second face behind his head. The story detailed in the 1896 book Encyclopedia of Anomalies and Curiosities of Medicine states, quote, "One of the weirdest as well as the most melancholy stories of human deformity is that of Edward Mordrake, said to have been heir to one of the noblest peerages in England. He never claimed the title, however, and committed suicide in his 22nd year. He lived his life in complete seclusion, refusing the visits from even of the members of his own family. He was a young man of fine attainments, a profound scholar, and a musician of rare ability. His figure was remarkable for its grace, and his face, that is to say, his natural face, was that of Antionis. But upon the back of his head was another face, that of a beautiful girl, lovely as a dream, hideous as the devil. The female face was a mere mask, occupying only a small portion of the posterior part of the skull, yet exhibiting every sign of intelligence, of a malignant sort, however. It would be seen to smile and sneer while Mordrake was weeping, the eyes would follow the movements of the spectator, and the lips would gibber without ceasing. No voice was audible, but Mordrake avers that he was kept from his rest at night by the hateful whispers of his devil twin, as he called it, which never sleeps, but talks to him forever of such things as they only speak of in hell. No imagination can conceive the dreadful temptations it sets before me, Mordrake said. For some unforgiven wickedness of my forefathers, I am knit to this fiend, for a fiend it surely is. I beg and beseech you to crush it out of human semblance, even if I die for it." Such were the words of the hapless Mordrake to Manvers and Treadwell, his physicians. In spite of careful watching, he managed to procure poison, whereof he died, leaving a letter requesting that the demon face might be destroyed before his burial, lest it continues its dreadful whispering in my grave. At his own request, Mordrake was interred in a waste place, without a stone or legend to mark his grave. Although the face was little more than a pair of eyes, a deformed nose, and a toothless mouth, it had the full capability of terrorizing Mordrake. It could not eat, and its ability to verbally speak was supposedly hindered by its deformity. But Mordrake's accounts of his relationship with this damned second face tell a completely different story. Whether the second face only spoke in gibberish, drooling profusely and grunting, to throw people off, furthering the delusion that Mordrake himself was insane for asserting that the face was whispering devilish things to him all night, or if it truly could speak, is something that we just don't know. What we do know from Mordrake's own words, though, was that the face, whether verbally or in some other unspoken form of communication, tormented him day and night. Those thoughts that silently ping-pong around our brains, those thoughts that are too deranged or strange or odd to verbalize to anyone else, suddenly became audible and inescapable for Mordrake. That little devil on his shoulder wasn't imaginary. There was no making it go away either. It whispered, laughed, and cried, a constant presence of evil sprouting from the back of his head. As mentioned in the Anomalies and Curiosities of Medicine article, Mordrake supposedly repeatedly begged his doctors to remove the face. He didn't care if the process killed him. He didn't care about the damages or costs of the procedure. He just wanted the face gone. But for some unknown reasons, his doctors refused his constant requests. Actually, every doctor that Mordrake reportedly went to refused to remove the parasitic face from his skull. Perhaps they were afraid of it, afraid of touching it, getting too near it, their fear overriding the oath that they took as men of medicine. Or maybe it was because the procedure was medically impossible. There are a few medical explanations for Mordrake's deformity that we now know of. His second face could be an extreme case of craniopagus parasiticus, a parasitic twin head with an underdeveloped body. These parasitic twins very rarely develop to the point of actually being able to move, let alone speak, but Mordrake might have been the outlier. Another theory that doctors studying the Mordrake case have floated is that he suffered from a form of diprosposis, or bifurcated craniofacial duplication. According to the National Library of Medicine, diprosopis is much like having a conjoined twin. Quote, conjoined twins have been reported in the literature since 1864. However, their existence has been known for centuries. Diprosopis is a rare form of symmetric conjoined twinning with a single neck and a body and a wide spectrum of duplication of the craniofacial structures. So it seems that Edward Mordrake might have actually been terrorized by his evil twin, no matter how many people didn't believe him. Although these two accounts exist of Edward Mordrake, with the Encyclopedia of Anomalies and Curiosities of Medicine even supposedly quoting Mordrake himself, there are many who assert that he is nothing but an urban legend. Perhaps a story told among the wealthy elite of English society as a form of gossip. Multiple medical journals have stated that there is no actual medical documentation or record of an Edward Mordrake, and certainly not one with an evil and vicious parasitic face stamped to the back of his head. Regardless of whether or not it's a hoax, there are still people all over the world who firmly believe that Edward Mordrake was real, and that he really did take his own life at the age of 23 after a lifetime of battling this demon. According to the Oxford Academic, medical doctors and scientists were so curious about the Edward Mordrake tale that on January 1, 1958, the Journal of the History of Medicine and Allied Sciences published an article in Volume 8, Issue 1 of their journal that called for any and all information regarding Mordrake so that they might study it. The journal wrote, quote, "At the moment, it would be glad for information on behalf of Professor Paul G. Brewster of the Department of English, Tennessee Polytech Institute, concerning the story related with unidentified lay sources by George M. Gold and Walter L. Peel in Anomalies and Curiosities Medicine. A young Englishman of noble birth, graceful face and figure, and the fine attainments was cursed with a second face on the back of his head, a malignant female face, which drove him to suicide in his 23rd year. The young man is called Edward Mordrake. His physicians are said to have been Manvers and Treadwell. If this is a genuine case in teratology, there should be authoritative sources for it. The assistance of readers is invited." Whether you believe the tragic tale of Edward Mordrake to be true or not, there is a reason as to why he has fascinated us for over 120 years. What would happen to us if our innermost intrusive thoughts had an actual voice, an actual face of their own? Would we be able to live through it? How confident are we that we wouldn't follow the same path that Edward Mordrake did when he chose to take his own life, rather than let that parasitic evil face of his continue to ruin him? Perhaps we should be happy that our intrusive thoughts are just that. Thoughts. Listen and rate Scary Stories for the Soul on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, or wherever you listen in. Don't forget to follow Scary Stories for the Soul on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads. And if you have any legends, myths, or ghost stories you want to see covered on the show, email your ideas to scarystoriesforthesoul2020@gmail.com. This has been Isabel Cortez. Till next time.